Senate Bill 213 completely reforms our school finance policy for the state of Colorado. It's hundreds of pages of legislation. I would summarize it very briefly in that it recognizes that some children are more expensive to educate than others, and some of them have greater needs and issues. And so the question to voters would be whether or not they support some of these concepts like funding preschool for at-risk 3- and 4-year-olds, funding all-day kindergarten for families who want that program. It also targets more dollars for at-risk students, English language learners, special education students, and gifted students.
Senate Bill 213 was a little controversial in our community. Some administrators from the Aspen School District went to the Capitol to testify against it, and they said the money generated from that measure would not be enough to make up for a shortfall from the lack of state funding over the last several years. It sounded to me like it could take dollars away from wealthy communities like Aspen. Does this measure do that to communities such as this?
Senate Bill 213, in its format and if approved in the November ballot, would not take any money from districts. The way the bill is structured is that, as I said, it changes school finance policy so that dollars generated through the potential tax increase would be distributed differently than they currently are. So given that, some districts like Aspen would see an increase perhaps less than some of the other districts that have greater concentrations of students living in poverty and learning English as a second language. But Aspen School District definitely stands to benefit through the legislation.
And, you know, there were a lot of issues this session that really kind of stood out, like guns and civil unions. What was your take on these big issues?
It was really exciting to be a part of the legislature this session. One of the things that was really different for me is that this was my first year of my 3 years serving in the legislature where my party was in the majority. So that gave me a different perspective. I definitely, as I look back, would call this the most productive session that I've experienced. One of the things that happens for the party in the majority is leadership opportunities. That was how I was able to serve as the chair of the House Education Committee. It also means that there are fewer restrictions on limitations of numbers of bills that we can carry. For example, my first 2 years in the legislature, I carried about 6 bills each year. This year, I carried closer to 18 bills, all of which were successful.
It sounds like maybe a smoother path to success for a lot of bills that are sponsored by Democrats such as yourself.
Well, clearly the party in the majority has a better chance of successful legislation. But having said that, I firmly believe that the best legislation is legislation that is supported by a lot of people and that is bipartisan. And so I continue to work very hard to work across the aisle and to work with people who have different opinions from mine to create the best solutions moving forward.
Thank you so much for taking the time to do this interview.
Well, thank you, Marcy. I really appreciate your interest.